League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Toad Sage Skateboarding and Photography is run by Dominic Vito and is proud sponsor of the Lousy Weather Media Patreon. They feature local Akron skateboarding along with band, landscape, and even sometimes truck photography. Check out their Facebook page at Toad Sage Skateboarding and Photography and subscribe to their YouTube channel, Toad Sage Skateboarding. Help out and support local creatives like this one and respect the toad.
I didn't know what time you were going to be up, and I thought you actually were going to be up a lot later than this because you went to bed at like 2:30.
You had a breakfast burrito at 2:30.
Yeah, I was hungry. All I had to eat yesterday was, I had some of your salami. Just a little bit. I needed to make a sandwich.
How many?
Eight.
This is over.
Click, 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 click.
Slam.
I just lost a roommate, guys.
and a partner. All right. Let's start the show.
Would you like to read a book? No, I don't.
I can't read. Hello, and welcome to this week's installment of I Can't Read. I'm Paul.
I'm Grumble Gut Tony.
Grumble Gut Tony.
Because sometimes after I eat, my belly growls.
Yeah, that's weird. More food. You're like, no, you're full. Why would you do this to me?
I think it's more like, hey, boy, we're making room down here. Don't throw more on top.
Yeah, we're trying to get that sweet poop out that you love doing so much.
It's one of my favorite hobbies.
Pooping?
Yeah.
Yeah, you get a lot of thinking done while you poop?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about?
So do you. You make an event of it. It's always like some sort of podcast or some sort
of... Yeah, so I'm not thinking. I'm checking out, dude.
You don't check out.
I'm like,
it sound like I hear you talking under your breath, like that you're there with them. You wish you were there.
Fuck off.
You're like, yeah, guys, good one.
Real zinger cue.
You guys know me too.
Dang, Brian Johnson. I can't believe we're friends. Oh, Walter. Because all I listen to is Tom.
Oh, Walt.
All I listen to is Tell Him Steve Dave. No, I don't talk to the podcast. There was one day, I'm listening back to the old episodes and they have like the same ads. They're like, hey, Smod Goblins. And it's like the same dude doing the same ads. And I was in the shower, like, saying the ads with them. And I was like, oh, fuck. Tony's probably like, is he singing along to a podcast?
Yeah, I get real creepy stuff I hear.
Yeah. So have you seen any sick-ass trailers or any fucking cool news, Tony?
Oh, no. No.
Wow.
What?
What a contributor, folks.
No, what?
This is why I have him
on.
No.
I do have an origin of a phrase.
I doubt that. Did you do any fucking sweet research?
Yeah, I got origin of a phrase.
No, on like, you know, mythological creatures.
And... Nah.
Why?
I was busy.
Doing what?
Just working and building stuff for you.
You haven't built me anything.
I've prepped it.
What?
I prepped the wood, prepped the parts, prepped
cut
the,
a little bit.
The tools.
I found the dang ass.
What dang ass?
Supports the L brackets.
You didn't find them. I said, will these work?
No, I was like, hey, I think these will work.
Fuck off. Hey, bro, what did I find over here? Oh, those are my L brackets. I knew were there. I found them.
It turns out I think they're going to work, dude.
I think I found what we need.
Yeah, I think we're good now.
Smug motherfucker.
I saw a trailer for a movie called Stronger. Have you seen this?
No.
It's with Jake Gyllenhaal. Wait. Wait. Am I doing that thing again?
What?
Where I confuse Jake Gyllenhaal and somebody else.
Ooh, Ryan Reynolds?
No. Which one's Jake Gyllenhaal? Name a movie.
He was in Nightcrawler.
Okay, Donnie Darko. Okay, and then Jared Leto. That's the two I always fuck up. I don't know why. I think it's the J's. They get me.
Yeah.
They get me every time. But.
Yeah, one's a G, but, you know, never mind.
J sounds, you know, like giraffe. I know it's a G, but it sounds like a giraffe with a J. So, yeah, he's in that. It's about the Boston Marathon bombing.
Oh, okay. Didn't Mark Wahlberg make one about it, too?
Wow, that seems.
I think he did.
Soon.
It's called like Memorial Day, and it came out last year.
Weird.
Yeah, I think there's been a Mark Wahlberg like tribute movie for that too.
Huh. All right. Well, this one is about a guy that loses his legs in the bombing.
Ouchie.
His girlfriend's always like, "You never come to anything that I do. God damn it!" And then he finally does, and motherfucker blows up.
I mean, how reassuring is that? That you should never attend stuff.
Yeah, honestly, just never go out of your house.
He can't because he doesn't have legs.
Well, no, he. It's all about him, you know, coping with life and being good. That's why it's.
Yeah.
Okay.
Stronger. Yeah.
Getting stronger.
Shut
than
up.
Yesterday. I also saw the trailer for Mother, which you talked about last week.
Mama.
Good.
Tell your children not to walk my way.
I knew it would, like, spark you.
Tell your children not to hear my words, what they mean, what they say, Mother.
All right.
Mama. Don't need it all. Mother seems scary as fuck. Yeah. Very Rosemary's Baby.
Oh, my God, yeah. And the comedian's in it.
Yeah.
I love that dude. He played Bruce Wayne's father.
Actually, he's not. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, it's the
Javier
dude from
Bardem.
Yeah, it's Javier. Yeah, they look similar.
They do look a little similar.
But Javier is way creepier.
Yeah, yeah.
But I like them both. And Javier did not play Bruce Wayne's dad in BVS, but I would like to see that movie.
No, super creepy. Like,
Martha.
He just starts, like, bringing people to the house.
And lying the hell to his girlfriend.
Oh, yeah. Like, no, just don't worry.
Yeah, why are you being such a fucking weirdo about
this? Quit being
a
big old bee about it.
Yeah, we just moved into this tiny house.
And it'll be okay.
Yeah, no, that looks really cool. I'm very interested in seeing that.
And that's Darren Aronofsky.
The Aronofsks.
An Aronofsk is at it again.
My boy.
The old Swan King himself.
Yeah, the old Black Swan Boy.
The old Fountain Maker.
What's another one?
The old Requiem.
Yeah, the old Dreamer. and I also saw the trailer for My Friend Dahmer.
My Friend Dahmer. Looks like a family favorite.
Yes.
Take the kids.
Uh-huh.
Enjoy. Mm-hmm. If you're from the town that he's from, go see it twice. Maybe
from,
see some local landmarks.
We're from the state.
Yeah, that's cool.
Bath County, right?
Good for him.
Yeah. Have you ever seen Jeffrey Dahmer's house?
I mean, I've seen pictures of his apartment.
No, I meant like the one that he grew up in as a kid.
Oh, no,
where
no,
he buried
no.
all like the bones and shit of the animals that he killed?
No.
Is that fucked up?
His little creepy, like, second floor apartment, though, man. Like, he had that much butchering going on in a little baby apartment?
Yeah, that's some... He's it's got a
real
lot of,
fucked.
A lot of bang for his buck.
They tore that building down.
I would imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like, mm-mm.
Who the fuck is gonna rent this?
I mean, there are some fucking, like, Marilyn Manson, like, fucking, like, dude, I fucking love that shit. Would rent it, but it'd be nothing
oh,
but a
sure.
bunch of weird creeps and Nicolas Cage.
Oh, where do you live? Do you know Dahmer's old apartment? Yeah.
Yeah.
That one.
That one. Yeah.
Wait, you mean the building? Nope, unit.
The actual unit. Dude, the carpets are so brown.
There is still a little bit of hair in the freezer. It's crazy. but yeah, My Friend Dahmer is obviously based on, you know, the graphic novel?
Yeah.
Written by the guy that went to school with him. And so it's all about those formidable years of him probably being treated badly.
Probably
and being
got
like,
called like a doofus and a butthole.
Yeah, there's a lot of buttholes talk in the trailer. There's everyone being like, yo, butthole Dahmer. That's what they would call him.
Hey, freak boy.
Good one.
Hey, dum dum.
You could be like the worst bully.
Oh, I would. I'd be like, hey, you loser.
Oh, you're high-fiving no one.
you guys hear that? And they go, no, we're at the other end of the baseball field, idiot. I can't hear you. And then I try to run over to him, and I trip and fall on my fat.
on your fat. Mm-hmm. He tripped over his gut. I don't even know how that's possible.
I go, hang on, Dave. I'm going to make fun of you hard.
Okay, so I also read about a female-centric Lord of the Flies remake announced. Now, how do you feel about Hollywood taking staples of our pop culture, Tony, and just giving them away to different races and genders? I tried to make that without laughing. So many people get up in arms about this shit. I just don't understand. They're like, all female Ghostbusters, you are fucking high. I need swinging dicks in this movie or I am not seeing it.
I will be boycotting these movies. No, all I do is I just say, is it what I already enjoyed but with females? Okay.
Did you see the new Ghostbusters?
Already? No, because I already saw Ghostbusters.
Oh, so you're one of those fucking, I hate fucking broads in my movies.
No, it's just, it's the same movie. They're not, it's a reinventing of the same story.
It's a reimagining of it, if you give me Lord. That.
Yeah, like The Wiz.
Yeah, just like The Wiz.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But I've seen Wizard of Oz.
I don't know, dude. I think that you might like...
It's like watching a...
RoboCop.
If you're watching a fucking... made-for-TV movie based off of a same event that was a major motion picture movie or something like that.
Yeah.
You've already seen it. If you're like, oh, dude, this is a U571, the fucking, like, HBO special. Okay. All right, well, I've seen U571.
Now, check this out. So, The Shining.
Uh-huh.
Jack Nicholson.
Yeah.
They made a made-for-TV one that followed the source material a lot more.
Uh-huh.
And it was the guy from Wings, which I can't remember his name, nor any actor ever. Right, so why is that a surprise?
Perfect.
And followed the book more and stuff like that. So, but it was made for TV.
Yeah.
And I watched both. I was okay with it. You've seen both RoboCops. You saw RoboCop and then the remake.
I've seen Lord of the Flies, and it lives closely to the book.
Now, wait. Who's in that?
Who's in what?
Lord of the Flies.
Bunch of fucking kids.
Oh, you know them all.
Oh, yeah, but just a bunch of little savages.
It was all the Lost Boys from Pan.
Rufio and Fat Boy and Little Dummy. All of them.
Rufio, Fat Boy.
Marbles, you know, paintbrush. Yeah. All of them were there.
I hope that was her name.
I just don't care for a movie that's already been done.
All right, you've seen It, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so that was a made-for-TV movie.
Yeah.
Are you going to go see the new one?
Probably not.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I ain't got time.
What do you mean? You have tons
of
time.
What do you mean? I mean, if it comes to DVD, like I'll rip it.
How many hours in a week?
I'll give a little rip rap.
What's 7 times 24?
Oh, boy. Here we go.
168?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Uh-huh. Spend 50 of those at work, 60 of those at work. Oh, I drive there and have an hour lunch. So 60, dickhead.
Well, I mean, you're not working on the other lunch.
Driving. Also, not at the movie theater for a fucking 45-minute fucking presentation, stupid asshole. And then I sleep fucking 40 hours a week.
Yeah. Maybe. I'd say probably like a hot 32.
I want to just sock you in the fucking big nose. Listen.
You know, your nose is big, too. You just got a big fucking face,
no,
asshole.
No, it's not. It's a sweet little baby nose. No. It looks like a little carrot, little baby carrot.
Your face just kept growing, and your nose stayed the same.
Oh, coming from fucking Funko himself.
Funko? What, the pop figure? Get out. You got me choking my ass.
You're choking my ass. My head's not a Funko pop doll.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. Yeah, like I have just this fucking monster head and this tiny little body.
It's like the guys that drink too much, their heads get big.
That's not a true thing.
It is.
No, if anything, their like cheeks get rosy and they get like
hard belly.
Yeah, just a rock hard stomach.
That was fun times.
Oh man, Safari Web just quit unexpectedly. Cool. Who would have thought?
I'm gonna use my phone.
Yeah, honestly, I will too. All right. So speaking of It and remakes and stuff like that, I think you should check out Ghostbusters. Can you watch that for next week? I'll download it for you.
Oh, I watched it like a teeny bit of it, and then I was kind of like, "Who are you gonna call? I know who they are."
Did you get to the Chris Hemsworth part?
Yeah, he was kind of dumb.
Oh, he's amazing.
Yeah.
He's so fucking funny. Like, he rubs his eye, like, through his glasses, he rubs his eyes.
He doesn't have
like,
lenses.
Yeah, they're like, you don't have lenses? He's like, yeah, they kept getting dirty. So I just took them out. I'm like, fuck, that rocks. There is a lot of dumb shit to it. But, like I said, it's coming out next week, Tony. And you're obviously
just think
not seeing
reimaginings
it.
And reinventions usually are a trademark for a desire to pump more money out of a franchise.
It's an IP.
Yes. So they're looking at their property and going, fuck yeah, man, we could still do this. We could milk this more.
Yes.
What's the reinvention that is popular today? in 6 years, it might be that the reinvention is with nothing but fucking, like, robots. Like, oh, we have to have just robots, because now robot, like, robots are real hot right now. So we just have to make a robot version of fucking Jurassic Park. Robots.
Jurassic Park.
I'm sorry, I said that word wrong. And it
Steven Spielberg's classic Jurassic Park.
You're good. You're so bad at this.
They remade Jurassic Park. Geriatrics Park. They're all old dinosaurs and shit with the pens on.
Yeah. You'd fit right in with that giant head.
Yep. My Funko Pop head.
Funko Pop doll head.
Yep. But yeah,
it's the mullet.
Well, no, it's technically not. If I cut the top
you
of my
got
head,
a mullet.
No, if
let's
I cut the top
call
of my
it
head,
what it is for the fans.
You it's got, not. They're not fans or listeners.
You got a real early mullet.
No one's fanatical of you.
Everyone's fanatical of me that I've met.
No.
Every time I see someone that doesn't know me and they know my picture from the podcast, they go, "Oh God, I want to suck your dick."
Really?
And I go,
so
whoa.
That's what fucking Ray Roberts said to you.
Pretty much.
No, he did
he
not.
He wanted it. There's this one kid. I didn't know who he was, but his name's Dan. He was like, "Oh, dude, I'll blow you." I was like, "Oh, my God." And then he threw his wife at me, too.
Yeah, your best friend from fucking
never met him, but he's a fan of the show. A fan of me.
He's not fanatical about you. We hang out. I hang out with Dan. He talks shit about you all the time.
No, it's not a Dan. It's Dan.
He's like, "You ever see him try to start that fucking weed whacker?" Idiot.
Stupid fat idiot.
I gave it to you. I knew it was broken. I just wanted to see him struggle.
90 pulls later.
And when you got that, I was sitting outside smoking a cigarette.
Fuck off.
And you're just like, come on. I don't even know if you knew I was out there. You're screaming at it, hitting it on the ground and shit. It was fucking awesome. You would be a good dad because you have that, like, rage about dumb shit, like, in you. To where, like...
I think I'd be a great dad.
To where your kid would be like, "Fuck, he's great.
Like, look at him go again. What big old bear. Just so angry.
That idiot just doesn't understand that it's
way
broken."
But he's so sweet to, like, the kid. Yeah, like, but I'm decent to my kid.
Yeah.
But everything else, I'm like, fucking world, piece of shit world, asshole world.
There you go.
Uh-huh.
Let's see. So, yeah, it comes out next week. You're not going to go see it. Obviously, I can't. I was going to go see it on... on Thursday, but we're going to be recording with Mike Calhoun.
You were going to go see it at 9:30 at night?
Yeah, I was actually, there's like an 8 o'clock showing, but yeah.
Whoa.
Dude, there's already 23 seats bought. Oh, and by the way, Stephen King saw it twice and said that he loves it. He's like, it's a really good adaptation of it. He's like, I like that they focused only on the kids, which is really weird because the book plays off itself so hard on the fact of like, the kids are doing this. Now the adults are doing the same exact thing. Like, they don't even end sentences when it changes time. Like, it just goes back into whatever they're doing.
Yeah.
They reflects each other. It's really cool. But I also heard that when they do the second half of it, and then they release both of them, that they might do, like, a super cut and make it so it's like the book.
Ooh, a mergey.
Yeah, which I don't know if that's ever been done with a movie to where they shoot two parts and then merge them together and then cut them differently, too. Not just, like, you know... play one and then play two, but like actually merge them together so they fit like two hands holding each other, Tony. Two souls wrapped up in each other, like when you have sex with a lady.
What?
Or a man, if you like that. You know, like when you have sex and you're one thing? Like you're just one thing now?
Like a penis and a vagina?
No, like
yeah,
you,
like
you,
a
you,
Lego?
You,
yeah.
You pass. Yeah, exactly. You just fit together. Now you're one piece of the wall.
Because it feels good.
Oh.
But I could also be in a butthole
you're
or
not a
mouth
romantic.
Or a hand.
You're not a romantic,
or,
are you?
You know, I could dig a hole in the ground and put my penis in it.
Look, Paul, I'm one with the earth. I'm like, oh, fuck, he's fucking that hole again.
Such a fucking, it's Earth Day. I want to give her something.
Look how patriotic I am. Like, that doesn't even make sense.
Mother Nature, you hot bitch.
She's got such a sweet ass. She gave me 3-hole privilege, Paul.
Fat blue and green titty right here.
I'm like, oh, that's a rock. Dang it.
That's the earth.
He drew a nipple on it. He's licking it.
Yeah.
So right in our front yard. A lot of kids up.
It's on a hill. Everyone can see for miles.
Yeah, you're actually just laying. Like, you laid it into the hill.
Yeah.
So you're standing.
Because I'm lazy. Ah, fuck her standing.
All right. I think that's all the news that I have.
There was news?
Yeah, there was. I talked about 3 trailers I saw.
I talked
about it coming up and that Stephen King liked it. I asked if you saw Ghostbusters, which is way old. Yeah, we went through a lot of shit. We talked about different IP addresses and why people want to use them, Tony.
Yeah,
like
money.
I just had to
money and a lack of imagination.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Well, here comes fucking Ready Player One. You're going to have a sweet hard boner over that.
Well, because it looks really unique.
Yeah, it's based off a book.
That's cool.
Yeah.
It's a unique book.
Yeah.
Did you read it? Cloud Atlas.
Sorry?
I said I like Cloud Atlas a lot. That's off a book.
You hated Cloud Atlas.
But it was decent. Better than Jupiter Ascending.
Juniper. Yeah, it was.
Better than Juniper Towers Ascending.
Yeah, that's a bad movie.
Juniper Ascending.
Honestly, I don't mind Jupiter Ascending minus the fact that they're like, let's make The Matrix again, but with rollerblading werewolves. That's the only part that I was like, wait, why?
So bad.
I don't know.
So bad.
Now, Valerian, I heard that movie's...
Valerian's the shit.
I heard that movie's a piece of shit from a lot of people.
But you are so gonna love it.
You think?
So much.
All right, cool. You download it yet?
No, I didn't download it yet. You broke the internet.
No, I didn't break the internet. I just downloaded fucking King Arthur the other day.
Right? Okay.
All right. What's happened?
You got us in trouble, you piece of shit.
Yeah, fucking... Warner Brothers, who produced that?
Who gives a shit? One of these dickheads.
Yeah, that was like fucking Mike something from the copyright department.
Mike Fuckboy from fucking Fuck Department.
Yeah, fucked me real hard in the fucking asshole because he was like, yo, you got to stop doing this. We're going to govern your internet. Shut it off. Like, we'll fucking fine you $25,000.
Oochie, ow, ow.
Yeah, we don't have that kind of equity laying around.
I wish I would have downloaded a better film, piece of shit.
Yeah, that's what it was weird. It was like downloaded King Arthur, and I was like, that's what I'm getting hit for? Well, actually, hypothetically, I downloaded that because who knows? We have a Wi-Fi. I see your phone. Fuck you. Tony stuck his phone inside the fucking the mic holder, and he's really proud of himself.
It's like hanging there, suspended in animation, like a dude, a sweet ninja move I put on it.
Yeah, it looks like the movie Cliffhanger.
It's like I threw it through. No. Something made of steel.
No, it looks like you just put it there like a dick.
Threw it.
Okay.
It's through. I love that I'm annoying you. This is a great time of day. It's almost like your brain is still kind of warming up and getting all like the jizz balls and fuzz balls out of it and like waking up and like trying to remove like all the clutter and shit and like poop and dust.
Yes.
And I'm like running on 5 out of 6 cylinders already.
No, I'd say probably like a hot 3.
What?
Yeah, you're about halfway there.
Three, dude.
Yeah. all right, let's hop into weekly recommendations. Unless you got more news, you didn't do anything.
Oh, no, I did.
What?
So I started making a shelf for you.
No.
Yeah, I did. I thought about it.
Yeah.
I've been thinking hard. I'm going to build this bitch like today, and then I'm going to post it with the podcast.
It's not Minority Report. Like, you can't just think of something and then it happens.
I would be arrested for this shelf,
yeah,
if you know what I mean.
This thought crime that I just committed.
This thought crime is going to take place. When? Who knows?
Yeah.
No, I've been working. I got to build a droid at work.
Ooh,
that was fun. It was 30 pieces. I got to put like all the different little circuits in there.
Cool.
It didn't work.
Yeah, Tony fucked it up.
I did not fuck it up.
Yeah.
But it was defective.
That's what they just told him. They're like, he's actually
That's what the doctor said when I was born.
Yeah. He's defective. What do you mean? Yeah.
Just is what he is.
Missing a couple chromosomes.
Wow. Couple, huh?
Yeah. You're basically like a troglodyte.
Yeah. Just like a fucking newborn fish. That stands upright.
I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe he can even breathe.
What is that?
Defective. Did you hear the doctor?
Defective. Listen, hey man, I just feel like The frustrated, like you beat on me so much.
What do you mean?
And the fans have spoke. They said...
They're not fanatics.
What are you talking about?
That's what a
the
fan
listeners.
Is.
The listeners.
Thank you.
What's the difference? Have you discussed this with someone, or did someone on one of your other shitty podcasts tell you that that's a stupid term?
No, I just think it's a weird thing to... Like, they're not... Like, what are you a fan of?
Lots of stuff, like movies and like cigarettes and like getting a boner and like poops and stuff. And
I don't know. It just seems kind of like
video games.
It seems arrogant to be like our fans. Oh, all of our sweet fans.
Like, what's the word fan? It's just not one that I really resonate with.
You know what they're like? Are they buying anything from us? Are they spending a dime on us? No.
No, that's why it's a podcast, dickhead.
Yeah, but then they're not, I don't know.
It's how everyone listens to podcasts.
I guarantee, all right.
They have to listen to our shitty commercials.
Me and you.
Then they get a podcast.
Me and you will fucking do a podcast and put it up on Bandcamp and see how many of our fans buy it. How about that?
I wouldn't want to do that.
Because no one would.
No one would. No one would buy it if fucking.
Which means they're not fans, or just listeners.
Yeah. The same thing.
Okay. Well, how about we call fasteners?
He thinks you guys are lesser humans
No.
You take the time to listen, which I thank you
for. They're on our same page as us, is what I'm saying. That's why they're listeners, not fans. We're not, like, above them at all. We're just two cats that they like to listen to occasionally, sometimes, maybe, if that, at all.
If you're done talking down the podcast, continue with what you've seen this week.
Nothing.
All right.
Oh, well, wait, no.
Thank you for all your help. You've really ascended the podcast to greater heights with all of your great insight.
I've been watching Defenders, and it's getting better.
Oh.
You didn't finish.
It, what are you, 9 episodes in, and it's almost warming up to lukewarm?
No, there's only 8. It's not even like a full Netflix season.
That first episode was so shit.
It's weird that they were like, hey, the character that everyone fucking hated, let's concentrate mostly on him.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, but a lot of the fight scenes and stuff like that are really cool. There's some brutal stuff in that. Sticks really rad. I think around like episode 4, like it starts to get a little better.
So he uses a stick to fight.
Sword, son.
Doesn't he smack people with his little cane?
Yeah. But I mean, in this... he uses a sword. I don't know. Defenders, it's neat to see them together. I like Jessica Jones a lot more. Luke Cage, I've always liked. But he's a cool to have in it. And he makes Danny Iron Fist a little better. Matt Murdock's
stupid,
always cool.
Stupid Danny.
Yeah. It's weird that they fucking... like, the opening scene is him. I'm like, why are they doing this? Opening scene should be Daredevil. Duh. Everyone loved him.
Duh. They didn't. Yeah. Impress me at all. But I didn't even put it on my list of things I've done.
Sigourney Weaver and shit like that, she's really good in it. You get to see the five fingers of the hand. You get to meet all the five like leaders and shit like that. That was pretty cool. There's a lot of... It's good. I mean, like, comparatively to Daredevil, it's like a 6, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I haven't finished it yet, so it could really redeem itself. Like, the end of Iron Fist, spoilers. The only cool thing the motherfucker did was, like, he, like, smacked the ground with his chi fist. And then fucking the whole thing, like the whole like floor of a building like blew up and all the windows broke out. That was the coolest part about that show.
That's one thing for
and that
all
was
the episodes.
The last 10 minutes of the last episode. Yeah, 10 episodes. 10 hours for that fucking
good Lord.
2-second bit.
He's the worst little shitty actor.
Dude, it's weird. I didn't mind him in Game of Thrones. He played that character well, but he is not like a good Danny Rand
at all. No.
Yeah. But I never read Iron Fist either, so maybe he was just a fucking reluctant bitch hole the whole time.
Did his little turdbag sister and brother turn up? Are they
sub-characters? Not
okay,
at all.
Cool.
You get like you get Karen Page, you get Foggy, not like a ton, a little bit. You get Misty from Luke Cage. Obviously, Rosario Dawson's in it a lot. Yeah, and then you get
Rosario.
Rosario. You get the heroin addict dude that Jessica Jones is friends with.
Yeah.
So there's like a few.
Luke's giving her the business still.
Jessica Jones?
Yeah.
No, he's dating the night nurse.
Oh, wait, he does Rosario. Date the night nurse, but he banged Jay.
Yeah, and Misty.
Man, what a baller, dude.
Yeah. He's just fucking everything.
Dude.
But yeah, he fucks Misty, he fucks Jessica Jones, and then now he's with Rosario. Rosario Dawson. What a good name.
Jurassic, and I get fucking shit out for 7 minutes. Geriatric right. Pork.
All right, so what'd you see, bud?
I haven't seen anything.
All right, on to test it.
No, the movie I saw, this is coinciding with a lot of other things that I like. I'm a real fan of all these things.
I'm a viewer of most. Go ahead.
Oh, my God. I'm not a fan of you.
Yeah.
I don't even listen to you.
Yeah.
Just sounds like white noise.
Mm-hmm.
Just like kind of like farts in the wind when you speak.
Yep. Okay.
That's all I hear.
It's farts. In the wind.
So, I probably shot myself in the foot by making fun of you before talking about something I like. I'm
Please.
Sorry about that. I don't want you to
botch
this whole...
Go ahead.
No, please. I'm sorry.
I'm ready.
I'll get you more coffee here in a minute, baby. Suck your dick if you don't make fun of this.
Oh, God, what a night. Good.
Okay, so...
The housing development crisis, right?
Oh, yeah. The bubble that burst in 08. I want to talk about
watch
it.
Watch 14 more documentaries about it. I'm like, how are they still fucking making movies about this? No, go ahead. Sorry.
The movie I saw was The Girl with All the Gifts.
Okay.
I just want to start out by saying
Christmas
the
movie.
The Last of Us is one of my favorite games of all time.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, by far. It's up there with Shadow. That's up there with Metal Gear Solid.
Of the Colossus, for all of you that didn't know.
Yeah.
Not Shadow the Hedgehog.
Shadow, yeah. Shadow the Hedgehog.
He's like, wow, he has bad taste in games.
It's an incredible fucking experience. Made me tear up. Like, it's fucking incredible. Everyone should play The Last of Us. It is really, really, really well written and super fun to play.
Yeah.
Just a smart, perfect title.
Mm-hmm.
But what I was going to say is that game, it also is, it's a fucking apocalyptic zombie movie or zombie game.
Yeah.
Or movie if you want to see it that way.
Sure.
But the world that they live in is so reminiscent in, like the girl with all the gifts reminded me of The Last of Us so much.
Okay. I assume so. That's why you're making the fucking comparison.
Oh, the wonderful. Shut up. Shut up.
Do you want some more paint for that fucking picture you're painting right now?
Shut up.
This is good.
Man, oh man.
You're Bob Rossing the hell out of this, dude.
If only the world could hear you as I do, you'd shut the fuck up.
Farting?
Just little in the wind.
Yeah. Who stinks? Oh, Paul must have said something.
Stinks in here. Paul's around.
Yeah.
No, it's just really well done. It fucking feels like a true apocalyptic future.
Is this the little black girl?
Yeah.
Okay.
And she's one of like 100 little kids.
Yes, that have special abilities. Yeah. I did see the trailer for this. It looks pretty interesting.
Isn't it
in like South Africa or some shit?
London.
London?
Close.
Yeah. isn't it like South African?
Yeah. Real close. Just across the pond.
Yep.
As
they say.
So these zombies also are unlike any other zombies that I've really seen.
Fast zombies.
Oh man, shut up. Are they rage zombies?
Yeah, they got the virus.
They lay dormant. They just stand in like little herds. Like, yeah, they kind of group together.
Yeah, like
Walking
Dead.
But then they stand and close their eyes.
Yeah, Walking Dead
did that
too. Yeah,
yeah. But you're invisible to them if you're using this fucking blocker gel that we've created.
Yeah.
That hides all of our scent.
So kind of like Walking Dead as well, when they rub all the dead parts on them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
But like,
so I've never seen these zombies either. Go ahead.
Yeah. Nothing like Walking Dead though. Okay. So yeah. Fucking idiot. Stupid asshole. If they do wake up.
Yeah.
They all fucking, they're like rage zombies in their speed. Mm-hmm. So they run full blast.
Yeah.
Towards enemies.
Okay.
Totally different than Walking Dead, that one show you watched one time.
Yeah, wow. World War Z, they were pretty slow. You're right. Go ahead.
Oh, boy. Yeah. But this is the first metamorphosis of the disease is the zombies. The second metamorphosis is newborns infected with the zombie disease.
Wait, but are the zombies having sex?
No, they impregnated a bunch. There were a bunch of pregnant chicks that got infected, and the babies ate their way out of the zombies.
That's dope.
Those children then grew up eating animals the way the zombies do, but the zombies didn't kill them because they knew they were one of them. But those children also have human traits.
Yeah, they're halfies.
Yeah,
it's
they're
like
happy halves.
It's like Blade.
Yeah, kind of. Like a Blade, but like lots of them.
Yeah.
And their children.
Call them daywalkers.
Yeah. So the Dunpeels mm-hmm. are running around, and eventually the government starts capturing them because they're the second evolution of that strain.
Yes.
And, I mean, spoiler alert if you're going to watch this, because it is the shit.
Well, but don't say it because I haven't seen it.
Well, you're not going to watch it, and you're kind
I
of
will.
An asshole.
No, where'd you watch it on?
I watched it on Amazon Video.
Then I'm definitely going to watch it.
Man, I want to tell the ending. That's what makes it not the same. And then I prove you wrong.
Then everyone watch it and they'll be like, wow, he was wrong.
Listen up, listeners.
No, don't tell. Don't say it. I want to watch it. Don't ruin it. I wouldn't do that to you.
I kind of want to hurt you.
I wouldn't do that to you.
Like, if there's a way to hurt you, I kind of want to.
I saved the mummy ending for you.
Oh, lordy. He saved the mummy.
To experience on your own.
Oh, somebody give me a fucking cracker for him. He's such a sweet angel. Hey. The award's in the mail, Paul. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, fuck ass.
All right. What do you give it?
Oh, 9.5 out of 10.
Holy shit.
Super dope
that's,
movie.
That's like a Matrix
super
score.
Super dope movie, dude. And the ending of my desire.
Okay. Yeah, the human race dies. Okay, go ahead.
Everyone's dead forever. Okay, great.
We're all taking dirt naps.
Titanic, baby. Oh, that's all I saw.
Oh, right on. Well, let's hop into Test of Tony.
Yeah, we better hurry it up.
Yeah. You watched Lost in Space. I just watched this about a month ago.
Lost in Space. You watched that willingly.
Yeah.
On your own.
I used to love the robot that they have.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I loved that character. I thought he was really cool, and obviously he's from the
Danger,
original.
Yeah, Robertson.
Yeah, danger. But I thought he looked sick, and like how like Will could control him and stuff like that. I thought he looked dope.
Oh, the holograph. Like,
yeah, I was like, this is so cool. And then fucking what's
fast forward to 2017?
Oh yeah, that movie does not hold up.
Son of a bitch.
But and it's mainly the
Gary Oldman's in that fucking film.
Yeah, he plays the villain.
That's just in. Blew my mind that I forgot him.
Okay, now, this is what I'm going to tell you right now. If you didn't show someone that movie, but you told them what it was about and what happens, and, like, the cool fucking, like, knight helmet that comes over fucking what's-his-face's face.
Yeah.
And, like...
Oh, his fucking, like, pistol that he turns into a assault rifle. Matt LeBlanc.
The
hottest guy on earth.
Yeah. I had that fucking... Joey. I had that pistol that turned into a rifle.
I did, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fucking, like a clip together, yeah.
I loved this movie as a kid. All right, so the whole premise is they're going on like to explore something else and like
then yeah, they get the lost. Jupiter 2 is going to make a new home for Earth because all our resources
yeah,
are there.
The colony, yeah. So they're going to go up and set up shop and then, you know. So they end up crashing in the fucking planet. Right?
Oh, shit, I'm trying to remember. Oh, no. They have to crash into a planet because they are running into our sun.
That is not the fucking planet that they were supposed to go to.
Not at all, because they had to warp without a gate.
Yes. Yeah, so they just ended up somewhere lost in space.
Lost in space.
Yes. So that's a little girl. She's probably like, what, like early teens.
Penny.
Yeah, Penny.
Son of a bitch. I had a crush on her when I was the age of
Same
Penny.
Same here, yeah.
Fucking hate her now.
Yeah, she's awful. And then there's Will, obviously Will Robinson. He's probably like 8, 9, but he's like super genius and fucking fucks with the robots and stuff like that. And then you have Gary Oldman, which is like kind of caretaker.
Oh no, he was like a fucking part of the
mission.
He's a scientist.
Yeah, but he also flubs the whole thing too.
He is a
sabotage.
He's a saboteur who was part of their science team to build the ship. But yes. Then at some point, I forget what he says. Like. What his reasoning behind it is. They don't really dig in.
I think it's like the bugs. Like he wants to find like the cure for him or some shit because he gets bit by one of those spiders.
No. I mean the original reason why he blew up the ship programmed the robot to kill them in the mission. I think it was more so like, you know, like Earth is doomed. Let's not try to go anywhere else. Like we've had our chance.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
I don't know.
Exactly.
It's a very weird, like he gets in trouble for doing it. He gets caught doing it. And then it's like, well, come help us and kind of stay in the room where you're at.
Well, they're fucked over and shit. So anyways, the whole premise of the movie is basically they're trying to get off this fucking planet, but they find this like weird bubble that's happening. And it turns out that Will Robinson's like old
time bubble.
Yeah, it's a time bubble, so they're like they get back on the Jupiter 2 or whatever the fuck. They're like, "Wait, why are we on the same ship?" And it happens to be just a different timeline. That's a dope premise.
It's a very dope premise. And, like, the idea that, like...
Gary Oldman turns into giant Spider-Man?
Yeah, that there are these, like, fucking alien bugs that will feed off of fucking organic matter.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. They look like barnacles on a ship, but then they come to life.
Yeah.
And
like little spiders.
Yeah, they're very... It's a very smart, like, idea. Like, if it's written in a sci-fi novel, it's the shit.
That movie's a comic book. You'd love it.
Oh, yeah. But as the film, in the year it came out, I think the best part of like the visuals were probably the actual ship flying through space.
Yeah. Oh,
the
yeah.
ship looks really decent. Like when it fucking transforms to warp through time, like it looks very cool. It's got these panels that come out on every angle.
Yep.
But my God, if Gary Oldman's CG didn't look like a drunk person made claymation and put it in a film. It was like the end of Mortal Kombat Annihilation. How did you watch that and put it into fucking theaters?
Yeah.
Go, it's done. 100%, guys. Did we watch the ending too? We did. Release it. Shit.
I mean, yeah, it looks bad, but when was that movie made?
I don't know, but I'm just saying, like, why... Back then, I loved it. I thought it probably looked the coolest it could look.
1998.
Damn,
man. So it's 4 years after Jurassic Park, but that's 4 years. And that movie had a lot of money. A lot of money was thrown that way.
Yes.
98 was still kind of rough for fucking CGI.
That's what I'm saying, though. So
Well, that's why, because it was kind of like, well, this is kind of like the bar. Like, I mean, it looks good enough, even though it doesn't, especially now.
No, but I mean, like,
in 98, though, you were not bothered by that. You probably thought it looked cool.
I guess I wonder what was better and more practical than that option at that time.
Using practical effects.
Which.
They did.
Are great.
The practical effects, yeah, the robot looks
sick. The robot was totally 100%.
Well, even the little thing that Penny holds and shit like that little creature, like, that looked kind of bad.
Oh, it looked horrible with those big dumb eyes. But, you know, it looked good. Like, the hologram around Will. That looked great. Yeah. Little things.
Yeah, that was very Iron Man.
Yeah. Enough of it, but not too much of it.
Yeah.
And you're fine. But then they go overboard with the fully CGI creature or the fully CGI big fucking spider asshole.
Yeah.
And they just shoot themselves in the foot. Because there's no way to make it look decent unless maybe leave his robe on.
Yeah.
The fucking towel on, dude.
Yeah, that was weird when they took it off. You're like, wow, that looks terrible. Oh, boy. So, what do you give it?
Oh, now? I mean, I'm lost, you know? Like a 5 out of 10.
I'd probably go halfway, too. Upon rewatching,
I give it
like,
a half because I still like Matt LeBlanc because he is still cool as shit. William Hurt's all right. He's just kind of the dickhead dad.
Yep.
Used to have fat crush on Penny. She was cool. Now she's not.
Yep.
Love the story. The ideas behind it.
It's cool.
And what's her face?
The mom?
No, the daughter. Penny. The forgettable one.
Oh, the blonde one that Matt LeBlanc likes. Yeah. I forgot about her.
She's in like Austin Powers. I always forget the actress's name too.
Either way.
Yeah. She was boring. Yeah, 5 out of 10 just because, you know, it tried to do something good, and it is based off a really cool story.
Yep, 5 deep impacts.
Sorry. 3 deep impacts.
Well, let's hop into Movie of the Week.
Ruvie of the Meek.
We are finishing up our fucking saga of the Matrixes, and the last one is Matrix Revolutions. One odd thing that I found in this movie was some guy says, yeah, there's a lot, over my big dead ass.
Over my big dead ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a line of dialogue in a Matrix movie. Over my big dead ass.
Uh-huh.
From a dude holding like a newsie.
Yep.
Who the fuck says over my big dead ass?
He goes, the only way you're getting in there is over my big dead ass.
Yeah, into the nightclub.
And Seraph's like, so be it.
Yeah.
Oh, karate.
Yeah.
Karate guns.
With karate, I'll kick your ass.
Dude, when he's in the elevator, I learned how to do that with a gun where he's in the elevator and he's like, if we're lucky, there will be one person guarding the door. And if not, there will be many. But he pulls the guns like with his fingers and checks both the chambers and then locks them back down and grabs them. So badass, akimbo style. I did it. It's not easy. You gotta have a lot of strong finger grip action to do that.
Yeah, and you've been finger blasting your own asshole for years.
What are you talking about? I finger blast other assholes. Yours is loose as a fucking tin can.
That didn't make sense.
It's open like one.
There you go. this movie. Wow.
Loose like a door handle that you don't fix till I do.
There you go. No, this movie fucking just. So much of the love story, the love aspect of it, the fucking just, they really want to hammer home that it's all about love.
Even who fucking, loved each other? I forget.
Even
I wasn't really involved.
Programs can love things now because it's a word and it's just attached to them.
It's just a word.
Yeah. Oh, my God. The fucking, all right.
It's the meaning behind the word that matters.
Yeah. That movie was so fucking convoluted and didn't really answer any questions.
Yeah.
And
a
baby face happened at the end.
Also, it's kind of like, well, here comes that old circle, the recycling symbol, right back into itself.
Yep.
Bingo.
Yeah.
Eighth tries a charm.
And then the movie ends like just like, all right, we're with peace at the robots. I'm like, no way.
For now. They're literally like, for now, till the simulation resets. Bye.
But the only way the simulation resets is when Zion dies.
Which means like one fuck up from one program to one human. And they're back at war, and then it resets.
It was so like that ending.
It's so corny.
It sucks.
It's so corny. And the endings I like, because you know me.
Yeah.
I want like the endings from Fallen. I want the endings from like Man on Fire.
Yeah.
Why couldn't it be what you thought it was gonna be?
I will say this: I'm glad they killed Trinity.
Yeah, that's good.
And I'm glad they kept her dead because they already brought the bitch back once.
Oh yeah, everyone's shoving hands into bodies and shaking
just
hearts,
taking bullets out. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but it, like I like that they actually gave levity to her character, because that made it awesome for like Neo to have to go on without her. Like, that was a cool moment of the movie, because it could have definitely been like, I'm Super God Neo and I'm back and here you're alive. Haha, we live happily ever after in Zion.
That would have been worse.
Now, Neo dies at the end of this too, right?
Yeah, he like transcends and like sacrifices himself. He is God.
Yeah, he's Jesus. Yeah, so I like that aspect of it too. They both are just dead as hell.
Yeah.
And then fucking, and Zion is like saved and because
everyone,
of them.
Yeah, everyone lives because of their sacrifice.
The Machine City was dope. I enjoyed that aspect of it. That's a cool premise, but like, Babyface is weird.
I like everything till Babyface in that city. That city is fucking awesome.
That was such a weird fucking notion to make it a baby.
Correct.
Like, that stands out so much in a fucking weird way. Like, why make that choice?
And it has, like, spiders that come out of the mouth, like Oogie Boogie Man from fucking Nightmare Before Christmas. He's like, no! And, like, they come out of the mouth. And I was like, why are you not serious? Why can't you be, like, an omnipotent fucking machine? That spike machine with just, like, one red fucking, like, eyeball.
Yeah.
Like, talking.
I don't even need to see anything.
That would be evil as fuck.
See anything move or anything like that, yeah.
Well, like GLaDOS from Portal.
Yep.
Bitch was evil as shit and looked like a machine with a little dot.
Yeah, it looked like an eyeball. It looked like an iris.
And it was great.
Yeah.
It worked perfect. Instead of fucking weird baby micro machine fucking...
Well, I like the hive mentality that they gave it. I thought that's cool. Like, because the machine is, like, of one mentality.
Yeah.
Which kind of makes no sense,
that machine
too.
Thought... I want to look like a baby version of this guy.
Yeah. It was weird. I don't get it. Even like if they would have made it an adult version, if they would have done nothing, if it was just a mouth.
Oh, yeah, if it looked like fucking Wizard of Oz,
it
would have still been weird.
Well, that would have been cooler than the baby face. Because the baby face
anything.
Makes no fucking sense whatsoever. It was just like a weird
thing.
No,
like if that machine said something like, this is you at your purest, that's why I look this way. You know what I mean?
Explain
like,
it. Yeah,
explain a teeny bit of exposition to what the fuck it was thinking, looking like that. But then again, I don't know. It's just one of those like movie ideas that fucked up. Because also, I had the fattest hard on when Neo was at the end of the pipe and the spikes started coming up.
Yeah.
And I'm like, fuck, this is like a spiked orb. That's so dope. Boom. Babyface comes out of the middle.
Yeah, well, no, it, like, comes from, like it opens up and a bunch of machines come out and then it forms. But either way, so, back up a little bit more. The fight for Zion, all the mechs and shit like that look cool.
Yeah.
I like the reload stuff that they were doing. Like, they had to run out and fucking, like, they're doing covers and shit like that with the EMP, like, little weapons. And,
with their wheelbarrows?
Yeah, they're with wheelbarrows and the other dudes are holding the, like, it's kind of like a designated EMP, like it's like a laser.
Yeah.
Instead of like a explosion, which doesn't make sense, but,
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, that part was cool. The war part was sweet, like you wanted to see that. They talked about it the whole fucking time. The whole movie's about that, like franchise is about that happening.
Yeah. It felt like, almost like, the way that, like, the machines that they use to fight Sentinels are the worst machines used to fight Sentinels possible. Like, I guess, just because, you know, you can overanalyze the living shit out of this because it's a film.
Yeah.
It doesn't have any chance to defend itself.
True.
But I'm kind of like, well, maybe not using fucking lead bullets on pieces of machinery. Maybe using something along the lines of lasers, because you have hovercrafts, for Christ's sake, so you must have lasers like they do. Using something like that would actually penetrate and make, you know, actually clean up a couple of them at once instead of just denting them with bullets.
Now, do you think that they can't use lasers because in Zion they're in that dome and that dome would be cut in half too?
I feel like that part, it's like, fuck it.
Well, the whole thing was them trying to make it so there weren't more holes happening.
Oh, I mean, you could have lasers that are regulated to certain, like, heat, you know? Like, it'll go through one or two, but it's not going to break a wall, dude. It's
gotcha,
not gonna go
I
through,
gotcha.
Not going to go through our fucking core. But, I don't know, man. Like, the APUs were so slow.
Yeah.
So fucking slow, where...
A lot of yelling.
Oh, God.
Ah!
Come on,
guns.
You metal bitches.
Oh, my God.
Literally, he was like... Dude, it's like the comments they made about him. They're like, he's like a piece of steel. Let's get him some more bullets, dude. Neo, I believe.
Yeah.
And then he's like, just laying into him with both guns forward as a whole wave of them come. And you see him get all cut up. And I'm like, well, luckily they only scratched him. But they scratched him a lot, so he's dying.
Yeah.
But luckily none of those scratches actually, you know, ripped his fucking face off.
Yeah, he had a big cut.
Big cuts. Yeah. But it was still kind of like, oh, they just grazed him. They're just grazing him a little bit. And it's as not, opposed to...
It's not bleeding either.
Yeah, not really bleeding. Just kind of like grazed him and cauterized it a little. But it's going to kill him eventually. Instead of, oh, his body was mushed into the fucking mech and he was eviscerated.
Which would have been cooler.
Yeah. He had nothing to say. It was just like the kid stood over his body. He's like, oh, these are mashed potatoes. Let's get in here. You know, I always thought of that too. He has to push his, like, idol's dead body out of that mech.
Yep.
To get into it.
Yep.
To shoot the chain. Oh, it's so warm from the blood.
Oh, wow. This guy must have been farting a lot.
He shit himself.
Still warm. Yeah, he had death rattle, turns out. Poops. I feel like I'm going to give The Matrix Revolutions 5.
I give it 3.
Wow, really?
Yeah, just so depressing and so disappointing.
There's parts of it that are really bad, but I feel like that you're giving it a 3 only based on the fact that 1.
Oh, I'll explain why. Yeah, because we are doing a trilogy sort of setup, and individually, if I guess I saw this movie and it was just called
Revolutions,
it was just called Revolutions, I'd probably give it a 6, maybe a 6.5.
But the fact that it lays in the universe of The Matrix,
it drops it to a 3 because it doesn't need to exist. Kind of like Zion.
Yeah. No, Zion's really cool in theory.
In theory, but just the reality of like the tribal fucking mud ravers is real lame, and it makes me not root for them that much. And there's tons of political strife and bullshit. Like,
it's insane.
What a fucking bunch of crybabies. Why did you need every one of the fucking hovercrafts back to fight? But I didn't see one fucking hovercraft using their guns.
Right.
Didn't see one hovercraft shooting EMPs ever.
Well, the whole EMP thing was they couldn't.
Think about that, though. One of the fucking hovercraft EMPs blew out a couple thousand of their robots and gave them time to recover, but it shut their systems down.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess because it would shut the EMPs of the other ships down, wouldn't it? No, EMPs don't rely on... Like, it's almost like a generator that gives them their EMP power.
I'm assuming that there has to be some type of electrical current, though, that make the EMP happen.
Maybe. What I think would have been a smarter idea, just because, you know, I'm thinking...
Yeah, spitballing.
...is if they fucking suicide bomb their own ships up towards the machine world and just started fucking dropping EMP, come down a mile or two. Next ship, drop their EMP.
Or not even that, like, you know, like those, like a charge...
Yeah, or why? Drop depth charges.
Yeah, why not just like go towards the city?
Setting up bombs, being like, dude, I see that there's a million of them coming down this tunnel.
Or have like fucking like why not have EMPs in the tunnels?
Well, because, yeah, you remember when they enter Zion, there's those girls in the white room that are like, welcome to
Zion.
That was
in the second one, yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of tech.
Yeah.
In Zion, but very little defense for its entire existence.
Yeah, a lot of tech and it seems very futuristic, and they're like, nope, still using bullets and fucking steampunk bullshit.
Yeah, regular old fucking like oh, here's my fucking steam engine
like
mech.
How do the people in the white room have those nice ass clothes when everyone else is all tattered and never seen a washer in their life?
No. Literally, they're like, could I take some of this grass to make a hat?
Yeah, here comes homeless Zion. Like, fucking, it's insane.
That's
like,
what I'm saying.
It's just a derelict town with fucking metal and bullets, and then all these motherfuckers using touch, like, not even screens.
No.
holograms.
Just sweet-ass, pure white holographic. Dude, and she's like, stand down, and it's like fucking awesome AA guns laying down.
Yeah.
And they had good Gatling guns that were shooting at that area, but like, if you knew that there was a prospect of these kinds of machines coming for you, why wouldn't your entire city have a fucking gun every 5 seconds?
And not only that, why wouldn't you set up EMP charges within the tunnels around the city, too?
Oh, yeah, because they weren't...
Like, that's what blew my mind.
Okay, this is the only thing I was saying in defense.
Yeah.
Is I think... No, because they used real tunnels to get to the city, but then I guess there's a dome of a few... like 100 feet of concrete,
because
that's what the drillers dug through.
Yeah.
To get into the actual dome.
To get into Zion.
Okay, so, yeah, their entire trip there, they were exposed if you wanted to lay traps.
Yeah.
And instead they're like, just get home. Come on, let's bunker down.
It made no sense. Well, then again, they never said anything about an EMP charge that they had either, but you'd think they'd make one.
No.
Instead of one just being attached to your ship that shuts down everything.
No, you can do it because it's a fucking EMP that's built into every ship. Like,
yeah, it was.
And you have literally you have electric beam guns. I don't know how they work. I think it's just electric overcharge. Those are like almost like just beam emitters. Oh, those are not EMP.
I understand what you're saying. Yeah, it's almost like they fry them, like too much electricity.
That's why, because they can shoot them and it doesn't kill them.
Yeah.
Sometimes they go pew and it doesn't do much.
Yeah, and then they'll do it for a while and then they'll die.
It makes sense, because also it burned Tank and Dozer.
Yep, sure did. Killed those motherfuckers.
Yeah, man, watch the first Matrix, and if you are real bored or curious, you can watch the second and third.
Yeah. It's not a good trilogy.
I don't recommend it as a trilogy. Like, if you want a fat fucking dope ass trilogy, there are better ones out there.
Yeah, I don't know if you ever heard of Star Wars.
Oh yeah, Star Wars. You have so many different movies to choose from.
Aliens, great. Alien 3 kind of is rough, but I don't know. It's not terrible though. Not like this. Alien to Aliens is amazing, and then you have Alien 3, which is kind of like, yeah, it's not bad.
What's your favorite trilogy?
Oh, geez, bro.
Almost like, I guess, I'm not saying like, yeah, I guess it'd be like if you like episode 1, 2, 3, or if you like 4, 5, 6.
You know, how about we save that for genre 5, for not next week, but the week after that. Because next week we are having Mike Calhoun on of the Unbelievables podcast.
Calhoun.
Wow.
Okay.
Laugh it up, Chachki. And we're the test of Tony is Unforgiven.
Oh yeah.
And the movie of the week is going to be Batman v Superman, because Mike Calhoun seems to think that it's the best fucking movie ever made. That's I don't know if that's his exact incredible words, but I'm going to say it is. Ooh. And I believe we're going to have a genre 5 finally, and I believe it's going to be worst superhero movies ever made. So it's going to be a fun-filled episode. Dan, sorry, we're going to talk about superheroes. And, yeah, you got anything else, bud?
Nah, I'm chill.
Until next time, go burn books.
Hey, guys, it's Johnny.
And it's Mike.
The Unbelievables.
And I guess we're on a submarine?
We are indeed. And we record our podcast from this very sub.
We do.
We absolutely do. What do we do here, Johnny?
I think we do sketch.
Sometimes. And then sometimes we do...
improv.
What?
And then also we do...
interview.
With several different comedians from around the area.
Block.
Block. You can listen to us anytime on lousyweathermedia.com. You can listen to us directly after whatever it is you're listening to now. So please do.
Please.
And then we'll have a new episode for you every week.
Nice.
So just head on over anytime you want, any time of the week.
Not Mondays.
Not on Mondays. How dare you? We are all Garfields here. All right. Fare thee well, ladies and gents. We'll see you on the other side.
Bye.
I'm like, dude, I've been hung up on by this guy, and he's like, well, I can get you a quote. I said, I don't want a fucking quote from your goddamn company. All I want is removed from your fucking call list.
Dan, let's like, take a step back here. Just I can save you a lot of money on car insurance.
I'm like, my name is Sean, not fucking Jeremy Ackleberry.
They're like, that's a long name.
Sounds like you're pretty riled up there. You need life insurance?
I was angry.
Yeah, you might be dying soon. We can cover you on that. And you got great plans.
Lousy Weather Media, available on iTunes, Stitcher, and lousyweathermedia.com.
Welcome to this week's commercial for the Lousy Wrestling Podcast. I'm Sean.
I'm Derek.
And we have been voted the number one shittiest wrestling podcast in America. Listen to us talk about wrestling.
Poor wrestling.
Hi out there in Lousy Weather Media Network land. Do you hate stuff?
I hate stuff.
No, you hate stuff. I'm trying to figure out if the listeners out there...
Do you hate stuff? You listening right now, do you hate stuff? There's got to be something you hate.
Well, some of those things might match up with some of the things we talk about on Let the Hate Flow Through You, a podcast done by me, Jeremy Shear, and El Hordano Diablo.
That's me.
Yeah, he's late on the cues, but he's a firebrand.
But quick on the brews.
Quick on the... he is. He's got a drinking problem, and I hate it.
And Jeremy hates it.
Yeah, I hate it. I hate your drinking problem.
That's fine.
I hate your fat belly.
You love that.
Okay, that's true. I do love his fat belly.
But he hates me.
We'll get into that on Let the Hate Flow Through You, which we release every Monday.
Because everybody hates Mondays.
I really fucking hate you.
I hate you too.
Goddamn Garfield-ass motherfucker.
I hate recording commercials. I'm done.
recording Chris Clem's Cats Cast number 50. Chris Clem.
They're playing back.
Basketball is my favorite sport. Talk about the way they dribble up and down the court. Just like I'm the king of the podcast field. LeBron and the Cavs are the king of the world. I like slam dunks, trash talking in the booth. The podcast is funny and it is the truth. Download it now with Aussie Weather Media. Cause it's Chris Clem's Cast Cast available now.
Chris Clem's Cavs Cast, now a part of Lousy Weather Media. Find it at lousyweathermedia.com or chrisclem.net/podcast. Chris Clem's Cavs Cast, it's fantastic.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.